According to the National Cancer Registry, one out of four people are affected with cancer every year.
And do you think that enough awareness is being created about the enormous magnitude of cancer in the country at the moment?
In the country, I'll say no, not enough has been done. Judging from my personal experience when my father passed away because of cancer, as a family, we didn't know what was wrong with him. We couldn't even kind of say, it looks like you have cancer symptoms and all that, up until he got admitted to the hospital and they did run a few tests on him. That's where we kind of found out that he's being affected by cancer. Still didn't have so much information to go back on and say, okay, he needs to follow this kind of procedures, he needs to do that and that. The only time I started getting more into knowing cancer as a disease and what can you do about it in terms of awareness and how can we help other people was when I actually picked up the phone and I called the toll-free number for Cancer Association of South Africa, and I started getting more involved. I asked to be partners with them, just be a volunteer on all their functions and all their stuff that they do. And that's where I started getting more and more and more into knowing about cancer.
Talking about volunteering, tell us more about the Relay for Life in Soweto and how can people participate?
The Relay for Life is a life-changing event. It's happening on the 25th of March. It's an all-night event. It ends at 6 a.m. the next day, which is the 26th. It's a 100% community-driven event. Anyone wants to get involved in the relay and the event itself, whether you want to perform, whether you want to just participate, whether you want to just offer support and just be there, everyone is allowed to come in. It's going to be held at Neswerk, the Expo Center. Yeah, everyone is invited to come in. We're going to have lots of performances. We're going to celebrate the lives of the ones that have fallen soldiers, the ones that are suffering from cancer, our cancer survivors. And it's going to be 100% awesome.
Ben, you are with the American Cancer Society. What's your organization's view of Relay for Life?
Sure. Well, Avalani did an excellent job of explaining just what Relay for Life is. It's a community-driven event. It's all about fighting cancer. It happens overnight where teams trade off, basically one member of the team walking the track for the entire, you know, evening, 24 hours in some cases, to symbolize a cancer survivor's fight against cancer. And built into that are components of celebrating survivorship, celebrating the folks who are victorious in their battle, remembering those that we've lost as a key element and something that's really therapeutic for a lot of people there, and ultimately fighting back. So figuring out how we can all join together to beat this disease and join our voices to make a big impact.
On that note, please brief us on the impact of Relay around the world.
It's really astounding. It's quite frankly a global movement to end cancer. Relay for Life is in 20 countries in over 6,500 events worldwide. We're currently, certainly in South Africa, Japan, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, the UK. We're starting with Belgium this year, so 20 events all over the globe. An incredible, incredible global movement that's all about fighting cancer. And quite frankly, whether, you know, wherever it is in the world, it looks the same. We all have the same mission. We're all really passionate about what we're doing.
Why is it important that we make fighting cancer a global priority?
And that's a great question. To put it in a little bit of context, cancer kills more than AIDS, malaria, and TB combined. So it is clearly something that we need to combat, and right away. Anyone can get cancer, no matter where you're from, no matter what your history is. Quite frankly, the more voices we have in the fight, no matter what language they speak, and the more feet we have on the track at Relay, no matter, you know, if it's in my hometown of Boston or here in Soweto, we're all kind of walking the same direction, and the faster we'll get to that cure of beating cancer.
Tell us more about some of the approaches the American Cancer Society uses in as far as fighting cancer is concerned.
Sure. American Cancer Society is all about saving lives. We do that by helping people stay well, get well, find cures, and fighting back. And stay well is all about prevention and early detection, making sure people know about how to get screenings, how about living healthy lifestyles, eating well, staying away from tobacco. Get well is about programs and services that we're able to offer, like our 24/7 cancer information line, a program called Road to Recovery, where people can get free rides to treatment when they may not otherwise have them. Finding cures is all about research, some really groundbreaking research that we're able to fund through donations and some really incredible things that have come out of it, even just in the past few months. And fighting back through things like advocacy, letting our lawmakers know that cancer needs to be a national priority. Mobilizing our community to, you know, get the word out. Our biggest resource is the relayers themselves. 3.5 million in the States and 6,500 events worldwide. That's a lot of voices.
And how important is it to unify communities in fighting this disease?
It's so critical. And that's one of the incredibly unique things about Relay for Life is it starts right at the community. And by activating people in our own communities, we not only, you know, gain power and confidence treatments from each other, it gives us a support network that is incredibly personal and allows us to deal with however cancer has affected us in a very community-based, personal way. And there will be a day when we no longer have people hearing the words, "You have cancer." I just can't wait to see it.
Back to you, Awelani. Who do people contact for the Relay for Life event? And tell us about the costs involved.
Well, people, if they want to get involved and participate in the Cancer Relay for Life event, they can either call this number, the toll-free number, it's 0800-226622. Or they can either go visit our website, which is kensa.org.za. And in terms of getting involved, there's a registration fee for teams of 500 rands. And individuals are also welcome to come in at a gate cost of 50 rands.